Now, these initiations, these four tantric initiations, are correlated with the body, speech, and mind. I've often remarked in the course of lectures, not only this series, but other lectures, that in Buddhism, the basic division of the human being is not into body, soul, and spirit, as in traditional Christianity, not just as into body and soul even, but into body, speech, and mind. Now, the aim of the Vajrayana, as of all forms of Buddhism, is enlightenment. But the Vajrayana often speaks of enlightenment in very peculiar terms. It speaks of enlightenment in terms of the acquisition of the three kayas. It doesn't just say, well, and then you attain enlightenment. It says, then you become endowed with the three kayas. Kaya literally means body. But it's not body as opposed to mind. We might say that personality is a better rendering. So according to general Buddhist teaching, Mahayana as well as Vajrayana teaching, there are three personalities, or three bodies as it were, representing different aspects of the enlightened mind, different aspects of Buddhahood, or rather Buddhahood as appearing on different levels. First of all, there's what we call the Nirmanakaya. Now, this is the manifested personality. This is Buddhahood as appearing on the human historical plane as the specific human historical teacher, Gautama, the Buddha. Then there's a Sambhogakaya, which is the body or the personality of reciprocal enjoyment. This is what it literally means, or the glorious or glorified body or personality. And this represents Buddhahood as manifesting on higher celestial planes, as it were, glorified, transfigured, archetypal planes above and beyond the historical context. And lastly, there's the Dharmakaya, the absolute personality, the body of truth, which represents Buddhahood in its absolute essentiality, above the historical plane, above even the archetypal plane, as it is in itself. So these three bodies, or this doctrine of the three bodies, the three personalities, represents the fact that Buddhahood, or if you like, the Buddha, manifests, or exists, if you like, on different levels of reality. At the top, as it were, the Dharmakaya, the absolute level, Buddhahood in itself. Then the Sambhogakaya, Buddhahood as existing on, as manifesting on, the archetypal plane. And then the Nirmanakaya, the human historical Buddha, Buddhahood as manifesting in the historical order. Now, these three kayas, these three bodies, or these three personalities, they represent the body, speech, and mind of the Buddha. What in us is mind in the Buddha, that's transformed into Dharmakaya. What in us is speech, principle of communication in a Buddha, this becomes Sambhogakaya, body of reciprocal enjoyment. And what in us is physical body in a Buddha becomes Nirmanakaya, or his manifested body, or manifested personality. So it's the aim and the object of the Vajrayana, not that we should just gain enlightenment or Buddhahood in a general sort of way. The Vajrayana is, as it were, more concrete, more specific than that. It's the aim of the Vajrayana that our threefold personality, consisting of body, speech, and mind, shall be transformed or transmuted into the threefold personality of a Buddha, consisting of Dharmakaya, Sambhogakaya, and Nirmanakaya. So this whole process, the transformation of our three bodies into the three bodies of a Buddha, this is effected by means of the three wongs, the three tantric initiations, and their associated practices.